1959, you started a solo career. You left behind the big band long before that. And
yes, because it was hard to feed them.
I'm sure it was. And that's when you began traveling in the late 50s?
Yeah, 55. I went to Bogota, Colombia.
Uh-huh.
Then I didn't go back overseas again until 71.
So you were doing a lot of exotic traveling long before most American blues players.
Yeah. It wasn't even open for music.
I see that,
I'm a goodwill ambassador for our country, too, you know.
Yes. You've been to Russia.
Africa.
Kenya. Yeah, there was a beautiful story.
Nicaragua. Yes. Honduras. 1 week before this war broke out, I was in Istanbul, Turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. There was a beautiful story about you going to Kenya and what happened to you there, the people lifting you up in the air.
Oh, God, scared me to death.
What happened?
Well, we was in this huge auditorium, whatever they had there. Plainly, it was jam-packed, and the door was as tall as that window there. The natives outside were about to break it in, see, trying to get inside, and the guards was trying to hold the door, and it was outside trying to move the natives. And so when I finished my show, these seven-foot-tall guys grabbed me and lifted me way up, and I thought they was going to drop. My wife was hollering, "Don't turn him around, don't drop."
They were just doing it out of admiration. Yeah.
But the scariest thing I had in Kenya was out in this soccer field with about 600,000 people out there, and I believe this. And it took us 30 minutes to get the van inside the gate because they blocked the van and were trying to shake my hand, and they had the windows up and about to turn that old Volkswagen bus over. When they finally, the guard got them back and got us inside. God knows how many they had inside there, and the bandstand was built up in the middle of the soccer field. And I had to, what you know now is the Louisiana LaRue. That was my first band I took to Africa with me out of Baton Rouge. And so the band was set up and everything. And when they brought me up and I played the first tune, the native broke for the bandstand. My wife jumped in the anvil case. The police jumped in front of the crowd and went to whooping them with nightsticks all around the shin, around the neck, around the shoulder. Otherwise, we'd all got killed. Not because they were mad, because they
enthusiasm,
were just glad.
Yeah.
That was the scariest I've ever been over there.
How was Russia?
Russia was beautiful.
People loved your music there.
I was there for 6 weeks all over Russia where the people are having it now. We was all over there where the plant blew up. We were there. Armenia, across the Caucasus Mountain, Moscow, Leningrad, Baku.
Goodbye. I hope we meet again. Goodbye. Wish that I could tell you when. So long, so long, for now, so long. I pray I'll return to you someday. Will be just this way.